I am Bernadette Romulo, a non-resident of Australia who has an 8-year-old Australian citizen son and 2 other daughters who are also non-residents of Australia.
9 na taon nang naninirahan si Bernadette dito sa Australia kasama ang kanyang 2 anak na babae na parehong ipinanganak sa Pilipinas at ang kanyang 8 taong anak na lalaki na Australian citizen.
We arrived in Australia with my ex-husband as a dependent for skilled migrant. Yeah, so that was 11 years ago. And then our marriage broke down. And then that was, 2006 or 2007. Then 2008, I met another guy and became a de facto partner. And then we had a son, which is Jiro. He's already 8 years old now. So he's a Filipino but he's an Australian citizen.
Tumating si Bernadette sa Australia noong 2007 sa isang dependent visa at hindi temporary visa o kahit provisional partner visa. Malaki ang pagkakaiba ng mga ito. At dahil sa dependent visa lamang ang hawak ni Bernadette at ng kanyang 2 anak, nauwi sa isang hindi pangkaraniwang sitwasyon si Bernadette na magkahiwalay sila ng kanyang asawa dito sa Australia.
I just found some refuge or, used to live with friends. And then, he continued to work here in Australia and we got 2 daughters. So, I can't just leave Australia because, he still sees my daughters during those times. And
makalipas ang isang taon mula nang mahiwalay sa asawa, nakilala ni Bernadette ang isang Australian citizen na lalaki dito sa Australia. Nagsama ang 2 kasama ang 2 anak na babae ni Bernadette. Nagkaroon sila ng isang anak na lalaki makalipas ang isang taon ng pagsasama noong 2009. Ngunit matapos ang isang taon ay muling nauwi si Bernadette at ang kanyang mga anak sa paninirahan sa mga refuge centers at mga bahay na mga kakilala na magkahiwalay sila ng kanyang kasama sa mga kadahilanang sensitibo at confidential. Ayon kay Bernadette, simula't sa pool ay walang intensyon ang kanyang partner na suportahan sila sa kanilang aplikasyon upang permanenteng manirahan sa Australia, lalo na't dahil isang Australian citizen ang anak na lalaki ni Bernadette. Sa pool ay siya lamang ang tagapag-alaga ng lahat ng kanyang mga anak. Sa puntong ito, ayon sa voluntaryo o pro bono na abogado ni Bernadette na si Attorney Angus Francis, temporary visa pa rin ang hawak na mag-iina.
So again, what were the circumstances and the policies that were in place back then? What was she entitled to do for the benefit of those who don't understand the policies and the immigration system? What could Bernadette have done for those who are in the same situation as she is?
Well, I think with Bernadette's situation, it was very difficult because she, as she said, had come across on a skilled visa as a dependent. And so once the relationship had broken down, she was no longer able to stay on that visa. So she was on a temporary visa to keep her lawfully here in Australia so that, of course, her daughters could still have access to her ex-partner, which is only right. However, she wasn't able to apply for a permanent visa because she didn't have the appropriate qualifications, she didn't have the necessary skills at that point to, make an application for a permanent visa. It's very difficult, as people know, to get skilled visas in Australia. It's not just something that you can apply for and automatically be granted.
Nang taong 2012, nag-apply si Bernadette ng protection visa. Umasa si Bernadette na ang visang ito ay magbibigay sa kanila ng proteksyon upang mapanatili sila dito sa bansa para maalagaan ang alak na lalaki.
But the protection visa criteria is very strict and it was decided that she didn't fall within that criteria, which is not to be expected. And the route from there is that she would then be able to access the minister's discretion and intervention power. And when she did that, when she made that application for the minister to intervene and to grant her a permanent visa, she was unsuccessful. And that was 2 days before Christmas last year.
Muling nagsumite si Bernadette ng apila para sa isang ministerial intervention na base naman ngayon sa isang psychological report na nagsasabing magkakaroon ng malaking pinsala o irreparable damage sa 8 taong gulang na si Jiro ang pagkakawalay sa kanya.
She is and always has been his permanent and full-time carer, his primary carer, and the family court orders say that she must be the primary carer and that the ex-partner has very limited custody rights for reasons we won't go into, but this is the situation. So she's in a bind where the court, one court is telling her that she is the primary carer, telling her that she can't take her child from the country, so it has to leave him behind, and a minister's decision not to intervene, which means she has to leave the country. That's her predicament, unless the minister intervenes.
Sa ikalawang yugto ng ating ulat ukol sa kaso ni Bernadette, aalamin natin ang mga grupo at mga individual na tumutulong na mabigyang pansin ng kanyang kaso. Nakausap din natin ang senador ng Australian Greens na si Senator Andrew Bartlett ukol sa kanyang pag-endorso at apila sa pagdinig ng ministro pang-imigrasyon na si Peter Dutton ukol sa kasong ito. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.